flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Getting you geared up for this NFC Championship game between the Commanders and the Eagles. It's the rubber match. First one went the way of the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. But that was actually a pretty close game. Saquon Barkley erupted in the fourth quarter. Commanders lost. Jaden didn't have his best game. Threw a pick in that game. I think his QBR was like right around 20. But the second game in Washington, Jalen Hurts gets concussed. But Washington puts up 36 points, beats them 36-33. Jaden Daniels maybe didn't have a good first game against the Eagles, but his second game he had 5 touchdown passes. They had 2 picks in the game too. Washington was able to overcome 5 turnovers in that game to win it.
It's just kind of the point where if we have a drive that doesn't result in points, I'm not only surprised, I'm very disappointed.
You should be, because this offense has that sort of capability.
Yeah.
To just go out and put up 30-plus every single week.
Like, I expect them to score, just basically never punt.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I expect.
Do you remember how bad some of the offenses that we've been forced to watch over the last 15 or 20 years have been?
Yeah.
Just, like, scoring 18 points per game for the season?
I know. I mean, it's crazy.
You can't win games like that. You can't compete like that. Now we have reached, finally, a space-age offense here in D.C. And it's led by Jaden Daniels.
All right. Let's go to the phones. I want your offensive MVP that's not Jaden. Your defensive MVP. Let's go to Walter in Herndon. Hey, Walter. What's up, buddy?
Yo, I'm back, EB. And last week after I called, man, I messed up the score. But first and foremost, I want to rest in peace to the legend, Pete Medhurst.
Yep.
I listen to 106.7 constantly, and he was one of the family.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Yep. I said that Quan Martin was going to make a play. That pick six, I nearly busted my head open. I'm not lying. I was bleeding, burgundy and gold, on the couch because I ran into the wall. I couldn't believe it, you know, and I knew we won the game because Jaden wasn't going to turn it over.
Right.
So,
all right, give me your offensive MVP and defensive MVP.
For defense, I'm going John Allen. He's been here, and he's going to do it. For offense, it's Terry. Go, Terry. I love Terry. Thank you for staying here. Thank you for not quitting on us. Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. This season has been everything. I named my basketball team that I coach the little kids. We're the Hogs, you know. It's the whole county is just loving it. I can't get enough of it. I can't stop thinking about it. I woke up at 6. I love you guys. Let's go.
All right. Thank you, Walter. He's trying to be fired
he's
up.
Trying. He is. He
holds
not
Walter.
Not everybody has the Riz.
He sounded young.
Yeah, he sounded young. Yeah. But he's referencing the Hogs like, you know, like my daughter loves the Commanders, but she didn't grow up with the Hogs.
She had no idea the Hogs were.
All right, let's go to Kim in Annapolis. Kim, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Hey, first I want to shout out to the sports junkies. Last January, you did a shout out to my father, who was terminal with cancer.
Aww.
He passed away.
Sorry.
But I tell you, I think he has something to do with this season. Me and myself and my 4 sisters are big sports junkies now.
Yeah.
Good. Because of Dad. So thank you. His name was Jack. And I'm going to pick Washington by 8.
All right.
And my defensive player is Martin, and my offensive player is Hurts.
You mean
Ertz, you mean?
Or Ertz.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Ertz, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's you really Ertz. Threw us all there day. For a second.
Ertz and Hertz.
Yeah, there's a lot of similar names. There's Ertz and Hertz. There's Jaden and Jalen.
Yeah, I can see
you gotta make sure what you're saying.
Yeah, okay,
all right, thank
gotcha.
You, Kim.
Yeah, but Dad's throwing out some magic there, so thank you, guys. We love you.
All right, love you.
Do you guys want to give your offensive and defensive MVPs?
Eckler, my boy.
I kind of like Eckler. I think, especially if that defensive line is wreaking havoc in the middle, that's the perfect recipe for Eckler.
I mean, McLaurin clearly is the favorite if it's not Jaden, but I think Eckler could play a big role.
He can be sneaky good in this game.
I'll be a curveball because we can't all say the same guy. Uh-huh. I'll say Diami because he's really picked up. He's got to be playing with the most confidence he has as a player
right
now.
He's leading the Commanders in receiving yardage during the postseason.
What about the guy
that was possible?
Just to throw it out there, what about the guy that would come on the show pretty regularly and actually had a resurgence last week and got in the end zone twice in the first game against them? Brian Robinson actually did okay. I know that he tailed off at the end of the season, but he did have that resurgence. I think they're going to try and run the football.
Oh, yeah.
What about Brian Robinson being offensive MVP?
That would be super great.
I just feel like it's hard to trust. Like, I don't know if you're – like, his forte is running between the tackles, the tough, grinded-out yardage. I don't know how much of that there's going to be available this weekend. Now, if he does, if he goes out and averages 4 or 4.5 yards per carry and helps them keep the ball, great. I'm not that confident in it. But it would be great if it happened.
Let's go to Zach calling from Baltimore. Hey, Zach.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thank you, guys. I wanted to call in. I've been a season ticket holder. My dad and I go to every game, and this year is just unbelievable. And, E.D., I'm right with you, man. I think I love Diami Brown. And on defense, I think Dante Fowler, I mean, he leads the team in sacks. He's got to have a big game. And I just love the 2019 that – comparison, man, because the locker room is crazy, and that dugout that year was incredible, and just the team chemistry with the young guys and the old vets, and especially Zach Ertz going back into Philly. I mean, you couldn't write it any better for these guys, and it's just so incredible to watch.
Hey,
last
Zach,
year we saw one game win at home, so it's just been incredible.
Yeah, how long have you had season tickets? How many bad seasons have you sat through to get to this big payoff season?
Well, I got them in 2020 for me and my dad because he had them for me when I was a kid. I'm 27, so we've had them since 2020. And when I was a kid, we had them for years, and it was still terrible. But now it's just unbelievable being able to watch it with my dad.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Very cool, man.
Glad you guys are finally seeing some quality football. You're actually getting some return on your investment. That's awesome.
That's what it's all about, buddy.
Yeah.
And we never sell. We never sell.
Now that's commendable.
Yeah.
Because there have been plenty of opportunities for you to sell
tickets. To make some money,
over the years.
And go Commanders this week, man. Why not us again? We did it in Detroit. Let's do it in Philly.
Right. All right. Thanks, buddy. I do feel like.
That would be a crazy run to beat Tampa, Detroit, and Philly all on the road.
Yep. And you know what? Like, I'm sure the link will be loud and hostile.
Of course.
But after seeing the way Jaden handled it, especially at Ford
Field. Didn't bother him.
I mean, not think it's going to happen.
He rolled up 50.
It didn't matter.
He's going to press. I don't think it's in his DNA.
No.
But he still could have a bad game just being a human being. But I don't think he's going to press.
This matchup might be the two most stoic quarterbacks in the NFL, though. Like, when they're going to show sideline shots of both Jalen and Jaden, those guys show no
hopefully,
emotion.
Without, anything long-term, hopefully they're showing Jalen and he's grimacing because he's,
he's not laboring.
Right. He's
laboring.
He's not right.
You know what? Shout out to Jaden's mom, too. Did you see the quotes yesterday that she came out with? Basically, she's saying, I'm paraphrasing, but she's saying that she knows there's a bunch of women out there that have, like, Jaden pictures and posters up on the wall. They want to get with Jaden.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's like, no, not on my watch. Not while I'm overseeing things.
I'm not sure if that's a new video. I thought that was from.
Out. I just saw it yesterday.
No, wasn't there a show about LSU and the NIL money?
I think so.
Yes. I think it might have been from that show.
Could have been.
But she's very
she's very protective.
They say, how will Jaden not succeed? I'm pretty sure it was from his LSU days. The basic question was what's going to stop Jaden from becoming a star? And she's like,
girls.
So
she's
like,
girls, now, is she girls, saying that girls. Generically, or does she know
it's a silly song
that he has an issue?
Back in the day.
No, no, it wasn't that he has an issue. She said just what Cake said. So like the setup was, what's going to stop him from being a star?
Yeah, she's trying.
She then says, girls.
She's trying to do.
She goes, because I guarantee there's a girl who's out there who. Her whole mission is to get with him.
She's trying to keep the gold diggers away.
Right.
Good for her.
So he currently does not have a girlfriend.
I don't know.
No idea.
I mean, we haven't seen one, but who knows?
Hopefully his girlfriend is his iPad. And I don't mean like like that in that respect. I mean like watching film
That's
on his
Valdez's
iPad.
Yeah.
Now, from all accounts, he's a football junkie.
He's all in.
Good. Love it.
Is Drab berating somebody?
He looks like he's animated.
This is
right
like Drab's Super Bowl, right? He loves to berate the callers.
No, they don't listen.
Yeah.
They so what is he yelling at?
I'm Team Drab here.
What?
What's he yelling at him
because
about?
Because he told Vernon, the guy that calls in all the time with his nickname, to get off.
For the co.
Vernon. It's very disrespectful.
No, we're not going to Vernon.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Mark in Scottsdale. Mark! Scott
no, I meant
Sale
Vernon because we're not supposed to call him Co from the foe.
No, he's hung up on him. He crossed the line. Mark!
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
What do you think?
Going? Man, this Commander team is wild, man. I've been a Skins fan since I was a kid. Listening to all the stories from my dad. My dad's from the East Coast. Switched over when Sonny Jurgensen got traded.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's just been a complete disaster for me as a kid. I grew up in Texas as a Redskins fan. It's been horrible. I first realized this was something special going to this at that Bengals game. What they did against that Bengals team was epic. Was epic.
And he had that touchdown pass right to Terry McLaurin on the right sideline where he had a defender in his face.
That was a beautiful pass.
And he threw a perfect
go ball.
Yep. Dropped it in
this
the bucket.
Game right here, offensive MVP. I say it's going to be Ertz or one of the Browns.
Tiami or...
Noah's
hurt.
Noah's hurt, bro.
Oh, Mark.
Come on, you're fizzling out on us.
All right, Mark.
Noah Bryant hasn't seen the field in weeks.
Go back to Texas.
Who's going to be defensive MVP? Dexter Manley?
Nah, defense is going to be Sandstrogan.
All right, we got you.
Noah Brown.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
fans
it,
can
buddy.
Be fans. They just botch things.
Hey,
what was the Jerron Payne pronunciation before?
De'Aaron.
De'Aaron Payne.
I mean, how do you say that?
You know,
it was a new player, I would understand.
They've been saying it for
years. No one's literally ever called him anything but Deron Payne.
Dude, there used to be a GM who used to call him Kurt Cousins.
He was deliberately trying to tweak Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but how many callers do we have over the years that would say that?
No. Are you convinced
that the callers are dumb?
How many callers over the years called him Dan Schneider?
So many. But again, a lot of our... I'm pulling back the curtain. A lot of our callers, they're very sports illiterate. they are.
Cakes, you're convinced that Bruce did that as a bit?
100%.
I am not convinced. I think
he definitely did it as a bit.
I think he's stupid.
I think he's probably partially stupid, but I think he also did it because he knew it probably pissed off my guy, Kirky, who I still wave the flag for, even though he apparently sucks now.
All right. Okay. All right, let's go to Joel.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joel, what's up?
Hey, Junks, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, bud? Joel?
Hey, what's happening? First off, I want to say this. I moved here in 2015. I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
That's right. Yep, right there down the street, down from Tally Ho there. There, Lurch Papa.
That's Lehigh, right? Yeah, Isn't that Lehigh. Where Lehigh is? Yep.
Yeah, right there. I want to say this. All you D.C. docs, get out of here with this. Get out of here. You guys don't even call it cheesesteak, right? You call it a steak and cheese? This is garbage. Absolute garbage.
I have to play music for me, B.
Custom music. Birds all day. Jaden Daniels is going to be held like the little brother that the Washington Commanders are to the Big Bird. Jalen Carter is going to be breathing down his neck all day, baby.
What happened the last game with Jalen Carter?
Yeah, what happened to that vaunted defense?
Devontae Smith. What? He dropped the game-winning catch?
But what happened on the other side of the ball? We'll acknowledge that. What happened on the other side of the ball?
Listen, sometimes you have good days and sometimes you have bad days. Our defense
hey, that's true. Sometimes you're a hammer, sometimes you're a nail.
Hey, you know what?
But I'll tell you what, though. This Birds defense at home is no joke.
That's fine. They were getting pushed to the brink by the Rams last weekend. Not that scared.
We lost Gardner Johnson in that game just because he talked some smack. It's going to be the boys are going to be riled up, and I hope you guys bring it, not with that steak and cheese crap.
All right.
Hey, boys, good luck. I will say this, being down here, it has been tough for you guys. You know, I love my Birds. I hope they win. But, you know, Jaden Daniels is doing something great for this team, and good luck. Go Birds, though.
All right. Thank you.
Got soft at the end.
Yeah, get a little soft at the end.
That's not a true Philly. That's not a true Philly guy, because a Philly guy just goes hard all the time.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next, 800-636-1067. Huge game on Sunday, NFC Championship game, first time in 33 years for Washington. What do you think happens? Who's your offensive MVP? Who's your defensive MVP? More of your calls next here on the Junkies.